Time now to have a chat to Dean Bulldog Richie with all the latest news in rugby league. We'll get his thoughts on the State of Origin game. And now we're in the run home to the finals, aren't we? The season, the third act, as I heard it described yesterday, the third act of the season. Yeah, that was from Chris Gale on Triple M. 1353-53, that number. Dino's there. G'day, Dino.
Yeah, good morning, Jimmy. Good morning, Ray.
Morning, Dino.
Just want to get to something that was mentioned in Phil Rothfield's column, What the Buzz, today. And that's in regards to a journalist who was punched by Gordon Tallis on Tuesday and woke up with a sore chin and sore ribs. Any idea who that might be, Dean?
I've got an idea. Buzz being Buzz has taken this story to the nth degree. I was out with Gordy and he did grab me.
Did he punch you?
I might have thrown a little jab at him.
Oh, that'll
Dino,
do
provoked that. You've provoked him, Dino.
And the next minute, I knew he was in Royal Brisbane Hospital.
And where were you? In a bed next to him, mate.
Yeah, no, it was just a couple of beers, but he's a good man, Gordy. Great company with having a few beers with. Proud Queensland, my goodness. He just, everything Gordy says and does in life, guys, is just so full of emotion and passion. He just loves rugby league, and he's actually really, really good fun to go out and have a beer with, Gordon.
On that theme then, Dino, where do you sit with this merit team and indeed some of the selections in the merit team?
Oh, look, Ray, it's going to cause drama. We knew that from the start. I'm not quite as angry as other people I see on social media. It's been announced about 10 past 8 officially this morning. Of course, the main issue that will get people's hackles up is that Slater has gone in at fullback ahead of Tedesco, despite all the stats indicating that Tedesco had a superior series, especially the fact he played in all three and claimed man of the match honours in game one. But look, Billy was named player of the series. I don't think they had any choice but to put him in the side at fullback, whether that be right or wrong.
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree with you on that one. The ratings for games two and three were down. Do we just tick that off to, okay, it was a Sunday experiment that perhaps won't be revisited, and the fact that it was a dead rubber on Wednesday?
Yeah, Jimmy, I'd like to think it's that easy to dismiss, but I think there might be some deeper concerns there. I'd love just to write it off and go, look, they were down. But down by 1.3 million viewers on last year, that's a hell of a lot of people not watching Origin this year that did so last year. Look, there is the Sunday night experiment. There is the dead rubber. So what you say and put forward, Jimmy, is certainly legitimate. But, look, you know, you mentioned Buzz Rothfield before. He made a very valid point today. He said, look, the refereeing over the first 14 rounds, when they were blowing the pee out of the whistle, the public was up in arms and the NRL did nothing to try and ease that except be stubborn and tell referees to keep going. I know, Jimmy, you've got a different opinion on this, but did that turn away a lot of viewers? In my opinion, I think it did.
Well, then you look at the so-called dead rubber, Dino, and it's one of the all-time great Origin games.
Yeah, exactly. Look, the Sunday experiment will stay for next year. That'll be in Perth. But certainly it was a great game, Ray. I'm a bit stunned that the figures are down. We all know that Origin, you know, is the sporting event on the calendar. As for the game, Ray, look, you're right. It was a wonderful game. 72% of possession Queensland had enjoyed in that first 30 minutes. And that alone is just extraordinary. So with about 5-10 minutes to go, certainly the Blues, they were weary, they were beaten, they were bruised. But they just kept going at Queensland, trying to get that game into golden points. But I think the energy levels have just hit rock bottom.
Yeah. Down on star power a little too, with no Thurston, no Smith, no Kronk. So there's a lot of reasons to go into it. I am less convinced on the fact that, oh, the referee will blow the whistle, so I won't watch it. I can't come at that one. Manly 2008 reunion, only 7 turn up.
Yeah, Jimmy, I just think this is one of the real sad stories of rugby league. But this famous team that won by 40-0, no doubt the greatest day in Manly's history going back to 1947, and 7 players turn up. Matt Eye wasn't there, Jamie Lyon, Chock Watmouth, Brett and Glenn Stewart, Matty Orford, Jason King, so on, so on, so on. The Wolfmen didn't go up. And look, there's a variety of reasons, guys. Some have fallen out with the club. Some have had some disputes, some disagreements. There's obviously commitments elsewhere. 2 were overseas. But just think 10 years on, I just think it's a really sad story that this famous, famous rugby league team got seven players to a reunion. I just find it very, very sad.
Why didn't Dez turn up?
Well, I don't know, Jimmy. He's back in the country. I did see a photo on social media. They met for a beer at the pub first, and Dez was in that photo up the back. So I'm not exactly sure what happened there with Dez, but I do know what Dez is like, Jimmy. Look, he hates being out and about in public. You know, people get into him, particularly at Manly. He's a legend down there, no doubt. He won two premierships as a coach and won one as a player. But, you know, look, he did leave in circumstances that weren't ideal. But Dez probably thought, if I get down there, there could be a bit of drama with the punters. So I obviously think he just decided to, you know, probably have a quick beer and off home.
While we're at it, do you think Dez will ever coach again at NRL level?
I've got my doubts now, Jimmy. I just think this Bulldog salary cap drama has really hurt Dez. I know the media's been trying to get an interview with Dez so he could explain his side of how it all unfolded, but Dez is reluctant to speak publicly. I understand that. That's his prerogative. But look, you know, I just think maybe, too, that there's a new young coach era coming through. The Seabolds and the Garth Brennans, who just have a different outlook on life. They embrace the media. Look, Brad Fittler was wonderful in camp with the media, and you come back to club level and you see emails coming out saying, you know, one interview, no mission of training. You think, well, who do some of you people think you are? We've got the elite of the elite telling us we can watch them, not a problem in the world. And we come back and be told by some clubs that we can't even film training for the punters to look at on the TV and in the papers.
Who do you think it is, Dino? Is it the coaches? Is it the media officers? Is it the players? Is it a combination of all three?
It's just psychology, Jimmy. It's just how we are these days. That's just the way we think at club level. I'm hoping that Freddie has broken down a few of these barriers and said, look, you can work with the media. They're not the enemy. Sure, there'll be stories that are written that you don't like. That's just part of life. But it doesn't have to be, you know, get out of training. You can't do this. You can't do that. He's off limits. He's not talking. Freddie showed beautifully how it can be done. And we're talking about the elite of the elite here. And all those Origin players were more than happy to talk. In fact, I know a couple of them who had been put off limits at club level said, you know what? I'm happy to talk. I want to talk. I've got a story to tell. Let me tell it.
James Roberts.
In this era too,
Jimmy,
in this era too, when there's so much competition for the leisure dollar, the sport has to be more open. Jim, you wouldn't have seen it, and Dino, you mightn't have seen it because you were covering the game at the ground, both of you, but Channel 9 crossed to Freddie Fittler during the course of the match.
I heard about
it
that.
It was terrific. It was a great insight as to where the Blues were at and how they were trying to, you know, get back into the game after that mountain of possession that went Queensland's way. But again, Dino, it was just a reflection of Freddie's different attitude towards the media, perhaps because he's worked so long in the media and he understands it, Dino.
And Jimmy, look, I didn't see it. I'll be honest with you. I was in the press box.
Yeah.
But I heard it was wonderful television.
Brilliant.
It didn't affect Freddie.
No.
It made the coverage unbelievably different. And the people are talking about it even still now. You're talking about it, Ray. That shows the impact it had on you.
It was brilliant.
Yeah. So it
brilliant.
Can be done. They just choose not to do it. It's a psyche now that's in the game. And once you get those psyches in the game, guys, it's like a culture. It's very hard to get rid of it. Hopefully Freddie's done his bit, but I fear we're just going to go straight back to what we were before Origin. As of now.
Well, I love what he had to say going into Game 1 of Origin, and that was, if they can't handle an interview, how are they going to handle Origin?
Great line.
He told them, Jimmy. He sat them down. He said, treat the media as your family. And I thought, what a wonderful way to put it.
And contrast this, too. I would challenge you, Dean, once you know a player and know their story more intimately, to write something negative about that player.
Of course.
It's human nature.
Of course it is.
Nature.
Of course it is.
Human nature. You know what? I spoke to one of the officials, Jimmy, and he said to me, you know what? The players enjoy the media because they don't feel like they're one out. They're all doing it. When they're all doing it, they're all comfortable doing it. It wasn't this one out and you get idiotic players walking in the background making silly noises and this childish, puerile stuff they go on with. These players enjoy doing it because each and every one of them did it. They did it together. And the stories that came out were wonderful, and it was a great advertisement for Origin.
All right, Dino, let's go through these games. There's three big ones today, starting with the Broncos. The Broncos playing at 2 o'clock on a Sunday at Suncorp. Who'd have thought?
Who'd have thought, Jimmy? Exactly. They're playing the Warriors. It's 2 o'clock, as you say. James Roberts, the player we mentioned, he's out with Achilles. Jaden Sewer will shift to the centres there. Tevita Pengai, also a late withdrawal, guys. Hamstring. David Fifita to start. The Warriors say they are 1-17. Now, big game down there at Jubilee Oval at Cogra. Dragons, Tigers, that's the 4 o'clock game. I've checked in with both sides, reporting no late changes. The Dragons' origin stars to play Luke Brooks to play his 100th NRL game. And then there's another game up the Gold Coast. That's 6:30 tonight against the Roosters at Cbus. Keegan Hipgrave goes out with concussion for the Titans. Will Matthews will start. But the big news up there is from the Roosters camp. James Tedesco, Boyd Cordner, Latrell Mitchell, all out, all rested. Michael Gordon to play fullback. Ryan Madison into the centres. Mitch Orbison will shift into the centres there. Ryan Madison in the second row, I should have said, and Orbison in the centres. And, of course, the other big news up there, Cooper Cronk, his wife, Atara, expecting their first child. At this point, Cooper Cronk is still playing. But, of course, look, who knows if the birth and delivery come at any moment, which it could, Cooper will rush back to Sydney and miss the game. But at this point, he is there.
So he's up on the Gold Coast?
As I understand, Jimmy, he is.
Yeah, okay. I thought he wasn't going to travel. We've got to follow Tara Rushton's Instagram account. If we get any news around the bar,
we'll report it immediately.
We'll get better understanding whether Cooper Cronk will be playing or not. Good on you, Dino.
Good news too, quickly, guys. Just for the Panthers, Josh Mansell had that horrible facial injury.
Yes.
He'll be back next week. So terrific. Great news there for the Penrith Panthers.
Good on you, Dino. Gee, they've got some selection headaches coming up
when they're all full.
All the players coming back. Good on you, mate.
See you, Dino.